Hi, I'm Irma Minerva at the University Libraries at UNCG, and this is your podcast of the week.
I'm Jennifer Motzko, and I'm the manuscripts curator for Special Collections and University Archives. And I'm here with...
Beth Ann Kelsch. I'm the curator of the Women Veterans Historical Project.
Ooh, awesome. And we're here promoting Dennis Meisner's visit to campus on March 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Kirkland Room of the EUC. He's going to be the UL-LIS speaker.
So who's Dennis Meisner, Jen?
Well, it's a good thing you asked. He is the head of collections management at the Minnesota Historical Society, and he and Mark Green got together a couple years ago and wrote a groundbreaking article called More Product, Less Process, Revamping Traditional Archival Processing.
What was the article about?
Well, it's about dealing with 20th and 21st century collections, the great amount of material we have, and dealing with backlogs.
Well, how come this problem was not an issue in 19th and 18th century?
There was a lot less material back then. Nowadays, we have email, we have digital items, and people just print a lot of stuff.
So what you're saying is that when somebody donates a collection, like the Beth Ann Kelsch collection, it's just going to be really big.
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of stuff.
And so it just kind of sits there.
Well, we don't want it to sit there. We want to be able to process it for people to be able to use.
Ah, so what do you mean by less process?
Spending less time making this collection accessible to the public.
And how would that work?
I don't know. Do you have an idea?
I do, actually. So here's the situation. It used to be when you used to get a box of materials from somebody, an archivist would carefully go through it, remove all the paper clips and organize it and kind of touch every single piece of paper. But now when you're getting collections with hundreds and hundreds of boxes and thousands of pieces of material, there's just not the time to go through each individual one. So what this article is promoting is to go through collections. And if it's, you know, a very important folder or a very important kind of set of documents, you do go through that. But if it's something that, you know, it's already pretty well organized, you don't touch every piece of paper. And by doing that, you're allowed to then take the collections and show it to people.
That's true. One of the other concerns for archivists is preservation. And a lot of people are concerned with the ability of a collection to not deteriorate once it's made it into the archives. With a lot of 20th and 21st century collections, they're not going to deteriorate as fast as older collections. And so we don't need to take as much caution with processing them. Staples don't necessarily have to come out. We don't necessarily have to remove duplicates. We don't need to spend 8 hours processing one cubic foot of material.
So what Dennis Meisner, he proposed this about 5 years ago, and he's going to be talking about how's it going? How's it working?
Yeah, and why it really matters to archivists. All right, I guess we'd like to tell you that you need to come visit when? March 2nd, that's right, March 2nd at 2 p.m. in the Kirkland Room of the EUC, and everyone is welcome to attend.
Every single person, you should come. Learn about how...
Library students, library... personnel,
general public,
everybody.
And there's going to be cookies.
Yes, cookies.
Yay, cookies. So Dennis Meisner and cookies. Learn about how we're going to make more records accessible for people, for researchers. Come to the talk, 2 p.m., March 2nd, Kirkland Room, EUC. Be there.
Be there.
Cookies.